An American military base comes under attack in southern Afghanistan. Afghan officials say a car bomb went off at the main gate of a U.S. base in Helmand province. The Taliban have claimed responsibility for the attack, saying several American troopers were killed. Afghan officials, however, say the explosion killed three police officers and injured four other people. The attack comes as Kabul and Washington negotiate a security deal which would allow U.S. forces to stay in the country beyond 2014. Washington has asked Kabul to conclude the deal by the end of this month, despite growing anti-American sentiments among the Afghan public. Our correspondent Fawz Khurshi joins us via satellite from the Afghan capital, Kabul. Fawz, welcome to the program. What happened today in Helmand?
Well, Helmand has been hit by a deadly attack. The main target was a U.S. military base, and the bomber had a large amount of explosives in his car, and he detonated the explosives right at the main gate of a U.S. military base there. This base is home to thousands of American troops there, and the explosion caused a great deal of damage to the base and other nearby buildings, and the Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack, saying they killed several American troops. No casualties, however, have been reported by the U.S. military, but we do know that three Afghan policemen have been killed and four other Afghan civilians have been badly wounded. This attack is believed to be part of the Taliban new offensive against American and NATO forces in this war-torn country, and the Taliban say they would continue to attack U.S. and NATO forces across Afghanistan. And this attack has yet again demanded foreign troops on the ground. The Taliban remain much stronger than ever, and their military operations have not helped very much to push them back.
Fawz, where do the negotiations on the security pact stand, given the all-time high anti-U.S. sentiments among the Afghan public?
Well, despite public opposition to the U.S. military involvement in this country, the U.S. is pushing hard for this deal. They want this deal to be signed by the end of this month, but President Hamid Karzai said that his conditions have not been met, and he wants the U.S. to stop airstrikes, nighttime operations, and especially drone strikes that are responsible for a large number of civilian casualties in this country. So there is still no consensus between the two sides, and we have been told that negotiations have not ended, but they are at a very sensitive stage.
Thank you very much, Fawz Khurshid, Press TV's correspondent, speaking to us from the Afghan capital.